You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
The hump day, middle of the work week, March the 26th of 2025. We are 6 days away from Election Day. We've been talking about it for a couple of months, Election Day, landing on April Fool's Day. And I think we're going to be able to say whether or not we are the fools or not coming up next Tuesday when the votes are counted. But glad you could be with us. Wednesday edition of the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up, we will be talking to Sean Wright, the executive director of the Grand Theater in Wausau. Plenty of great shows coming to the Grand, and we'll talk to Sean all about that. We'll get a report on his spring training trip as well. And we'll find out what his number is for the Cardinals, because he's the big St. Louis Cardinal fan. I saw in a story the other day that their Vegas over-under line is 76.5. So we'll see. I'll see if Sean thinks that they'll have more than that in terms of wins or less than that. And then, of course, we will talk about what's going on at the Grand as well. Mm-hmm. And then coming up a little bit later on as well, we will be in our final segment, our daily history lesson. We didn't really have a history lesson yesterday because we were having such a good time talking to Gene Abreu and Carol Lukens from the Wausau Sustainability, Energy, and Environment Committee. In fact, yesterday morning, I was running a little bit late. And on Tuesdays, I go on with Up North News and Pat Kreitlow for the final segment.
Yes, you
but
do.
I was running late, so I parked right here in front. I have a parking pass for the parking ramp about a block down. But if you park out here, you have to then move the car. And then we got done with our discussion with the ladies yesterday, and then we just kept talking after the show. It was almost an hour. And then all of a sudden, I look outside, and the city of Wausau Parking Patrol is there. And I go out, and I got a ticket. But it's worth the $10 to have great conversation.
That's true.
But got a ticket, so I'm going to be adding to the till here in the city of Wausau. Mm. Beautiful start here. Blue skies. Temperature has actually gone up 8 degrees in the past hour.
Nice.
We are up to 29 degrees, so hopefully things will warm up nicely, get that sun start to melt. Even yesterday was chilly out, but the sun, you saw a lot of the snow starting to melt. And today we're expecting to get up into the upper 40s, so I think a lot more snow will go away and get closer and closer to actually getting out there. And I know your dad and other golfers are looking forward to getting the snow away so we can start to do some golf, get these golf courses open.
Yep. He's getting ready.
The voice you hear. Give me a second here, Ian.
It's okay. The voice you hear is a friendly engineer /
You know it all.
Ian
you can handle the baton when I fall down. You know, it's like... But that is Ian, and Ian, coming up at the end of the show, we will have, after our daily history lesson, we'll have our number for the day quiz. You are 0-2 so far this week, and I'm going to look here and see if I can find a good number here.
I got to get back on the winning track, absolutely.
Well, the number for the day that is given to me, and I got this some information that I get sent every day with some good stuff to kind of try to keep things entertaining.
Yeah.
But today, the number for the day involves cigarette smoking. Is that something you would be interested in having a number for the day? Hmm. Or should I look and try to see something else here?
We can look and see if you can find a different topic. Well, if you can't find anything else, we can go with that topic.
Okay, I'll keep a lookout here, and we'll see, and I'll give you an option. I'll say you can take the cigarette smoking number, or we can try to find another one here. And
okay.
And I will promise you tomorrow, since it's opening day for the Brewers, mm-hmm. that tomorrow's number for the day will involve the Milwaukee Brewers. I don't know what it is yet.
Okay.
But we will, because being opening day, that's one of the unofficial starts of spring, mm-hmm. we'll make sure that the number for the day tomorrow involves the Brewers when they open up against the Yankees tomorrow afternoon. If you're somebody that's looking for big numbers, the Powerball is up to $484 million for tonight's drawing.
Ooh.
So if you're somebody that waits until it gets really high before you start thinking about buying those lottery tickets, mm-hmm. we're starting to get up there when it comes to Powerball. By the way, I gotta share a little with you.
Okay.
Yesterday, I feel like a little bit like a pincushion today, because you remember like a month ago or a little bit more than a month ago, I was a little under the weather. My
yeah.
voice went away, and I went in to the walk-in, and
it was tough.
Yeah, and at the time when I saw a doctor there, and I've had this little growth on the back of my neck. It's been there for a long time, and the doctor said, "Well, you should probably have that looked at," which is always a wonderful thing to hear. But generally, yeah. it's like, and I said, basically should just have a general checkup. We all should have checkups, especially when you get as old as I am. And I have not had a checkup in a very long time. So yesterday, I had my checkup.
Okay.
Well, lately yesterday afternoon after work. And I went, and they, number one, I am 0.2 pounds under 200 pounds. I was hoping for that. 199.8. That's my number for the day. 6 feet tall, 199.8. But they did give me a little bit of concerning news. My blood pressure's a little high, they told me. So and I'm thinking, well, what would make my blood pressure high? Things I talk about every single day here. But what the doctor said is for 2 weeks, I have to go today and buy a blood pressure thing. Apparently, there's something you could buy. I've never seen it before. It's not like the pump one, but it's actually something you just put around, and it's sort of automatic.
Okay.
So I'm going to head out later today after work and buy it, and for the next 2 weeks, kind of, because she said, well, basically, it's not that high. We also wanted to see, whether or not it's something that is consistent or something that maybe we should get you on some medication for.
Well, everything that's been happening in the news lately, I'd say it's fairly consistent.
And then as well, I had 3 vaccines. I took the latest COVID vaccine.
Oh,
I took a shingles vaccine. For shingles, once you get to my age, you have to have because the doctor says, you do not want to get shingles. Mm. It's not very good. So I got the first shingle shot. I have to go back in like 2 months and get the second one. And also got a pneumonia vaccine shot. And I had the option of taking a flu shot, but I did not, because we're actually at the end of the cycle. She said, well, basically, I've never taken a flu shot. She said, no, that's not good. You should, next fall, when we get to flu season, take the flu shot. I said, okay, yeah. I will do that. But three jabs in a row. So both my arms are kind of a little bit sore today. Mm. And then they did a workup on my blood. And another jab. So I feel like a pincushion here this morning. But
yeah, it's not fun to get those shots.
And also, doctor says, it's time for the colonoscopy.
Oh, great. That's the last thing you want to hear from your doctor.
And I'm at that age, so I get done with my appointment. I go home. My phone rings. It's this other place that does this. Hey, we got the referral from your doctor. Can you set up the time here to have your first? Because basically, you have to go in once as a sort of the get together,
mm-hmm.
and then we'll set up the date to actually do it. And then he said, well, can you come in tomorrow? I said, well, We had a busy day today because I got a couple meetings coming up. I have the big high school sports show later.
Yeah.
So it's like I really don't have time to do that. So I said, how about next Wednesday? And he said, okay. So we'll go in next Wednesday for the consult, and then set up a day to go in there. So I guess the point I'm trying to make here is not to share everything about my life with you, but I have not been great when it comes to taking care of my health, when it comes to going to the doctor and having these checkups. And
yeah.
I feel much better after doing this, getting up to speed on all these vaccines, getting my blood work done. They're going to take a look at it and let me know if there's anything that looks unusual, because you want to get caught early. And also even with the colonoscopy, because when she brought it up, she said, well, I have a couple of patients who are actually in their 40s. I'm obviously in my 50s. And she said, well, I've got a couple of patients in their 40s who took the procedure, and they found some cancer, but they caught it early. Whoa, because colon cancer does not come up. You don't have the symptoms until it's basically too late. In fact, one of the most famous people in Wisconsin history, Vince Lombardi, he did not want to have a colonoscopy.
Oh.
And so he ultimately got it, colon cancer, and ultimately then he got it too late and he died very quickly.
Yeah.
So I went through that yesterday and ready to take a better look at my health and try to get that blood pressure down a little bit.
Sounds good.
Does it surprise you, Sean, right, that my blood pressure is a little bit high? I went to the doctor yesterday, had a checkup, and found my blood pressure. I keep tabs on so many different things. I'm not surprised I'm a little bit up.
Well, you know, I mean, too many of our local high school teams make long runs in the state tournaments this year. So.
And by the way, I got to ask you, how was Florida?
Florida was very nice.
How many games did you see?
I saw two. So
who'd you see?
Saw the Twins and the Phillies, and then saw them play the Pirates as well.
Very good. So yes. Fantastic. And by the way, I was reading a preseason story this week, and Vegas says the Cards 76.5 wins over under.
Yeah.
Would you go over or under that?
I would go over, but
not by much.
Not by much. Yeah.
Man, it's almost time, but we got to get you excited, though. I know it's a little hard because you Cardinal fans are used to winning so much.
Yeah, I can tell. I don't even have a fantasy baseball team drafted yet. That tells you how, usually by now there's still time. But,
all right. But, yeah, absolutely. Hey, we're going to come back in 2 minutes, talk about, I don't know if it's more important stuff, but big stuff at the Grand Theater, because it's always busy, with Sean Wright, Executive Director of the Grand and the PAF. The time is 9:18. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. You can also catch us on YouTube.com. Go to the 98.9 WXCO channel on YouTube and be able to join us there as well. We are joined by Grand Theater and Wausau Performing Arts Foundation Executive Director Sean Wright. And we were talking actually in the last hour that, you know, it's almost the end of March. I mean, it feels like you just started a season, and we're getting, for schools, it's almost like, we're getting to the end of the year. It just goes so fast these days.
It absolutely does. I mean,
especially for you, because you keep on having so many shows.
Yeah, no deep breaths at all. And that's kind of, this is the time of year you see, you know, a lot of the the big markets announcing their seasons, and so that means the trickle down effect happens, and we get to confirm some of our shows and lead up to our announce in June. So yeah, between now and June 1, it feels like we'll just be a dead sprint. But yes, to your point, we also still have a bunch of shows.
Yes,
and,
you do.
And we're adding shows before that time and during that time and everything else. And so, yeah, it is. This is the time of year in our industry. I would say there's never a slow time, but this definitely is the time where you're kind of going, okay, there are no slow days for the next couple of months.
I don't know whether you want to even mention it, but it's always interesting because you get thrown curveballs once in a while.
I mean,
you had a show. You had a show that was coming up here this week,
yeah,
and now you've rescheduled it for 2026.
Yes.
and it scared me when I saw that number, 2026.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
what happened there?
That was a situation where the band had a change in their touring schedules, and they were willing to keep the date, but the promoter working with them was like, hey, let's just kick it into 26 and you know, find a date that they don't feel stressed, he doesn't feel stressed, that they're stressed, and you know, sometimes that's just kind of the reality of.
And also, I mean, I imagine, again, we talk about this all the time, so much of your job is developing the relationships.
Yeah, it is.
And sometimes you have to, you know, if you're able to work with somebody, it may be causing some some beads of sweat
absolutely
right now, but at the same time, in the long run, it still makes Wausau, the Grand Theater, yourself and your crew, somebody that people want to work with.
It does. I mean, and it's just kind of the reality of, you know, of our business. It's relationships. I mean, I just this week, you know, my staff would tell you I've been on a little bit of a heater because I, you know, had a show that I was fairly certain that was, it wasn't confirmed, but it was as close as it could be to actually having the email saying it's confirmed. And then I, you know, got a phone call saying, yeah, we need to look at this completely all over again. And, you know, your initial reaction is like, you've got to be kidding me. No. But then you realize it's an agent who we work with on a lot of things, and he's just doing his job, and we're just doing our job. So it's like you take the deep breath and you go,
no venting
okay,
here.
Like, let's figure it out and work from there. And that's just kind of the, you know, the booking business, especially in the thing you have to remember in booking is agents aren't and management, they aren't the artists. And artists a lot of times will say, I want to go out and work. That's I had a agent friend who talked about a client that she had, and she said that it drove her crazy because he primarily at this point in his career was a performing arts center artist. And she would say, if you want a full schedule, you need to accept these gigs months in advance, because performing arts centers book out seasons. Mm-hmm. They book out in advance. I don't want to commit to anything out that far in advance. Said, so then it would get to like July, August, after all these PACs have announced their season, and this artist would call her and scream at her and say, why am I not working this fall? Why am I not working this winter? I want to work. I told you I want to work. Just like, I presented you with 20 offers 2 months ago, and you said no to all of them. And so that's the thing you always have to remember is that... The agents get to deal with the talent.
Yeah,
it's okay that we're in the middle.
Let's talk about what's coming up. I know on Friday you got a big event, the Red Hot Chili Pipers.
The Pipers, yeah, it's such a fun show.
I mean,
those guys. Just the idea of, hey, we're going to do a bagpipe rock show is pretty amazing. And you know, they're a Wisconsin favorite, play Irish Fest just about every year down in Milwaukee, Summerfest up in Minocqua. And so yeah, this will be this is at least their third or fourth time at the Grand, and people just it really like them because it is a unique evening, let's just say.
Any tickets available?
Yeah, we've still got some tickets left, but you know, it's going to be a really nice house, and so we're looking forward to that one a lot.
What else is coming up in the near future?
Yeah, in the near future, a couple of really fun shows coming up a week from Saturday. Classic Albums Live is back, and that's just one of my favorite things each year, because the thing I love about those guys is that they are, you know, they're not putting on costumes, they're not doing anything, they're just there to play the record start to finish the way that you, they're not going to, you know, in between songs say, and then on the guitar, because that didn't happen on the album. And right. So this time they're bringing one of my favorite albums, U2's The Joshua Tree. And so really just a fun show. Amazing musicians. They'll play the Joshua Tree start to finish. They will take a break, and then they'll come back and play a second set of U2 greatest hits, not on the Joshua Tree.
Well, there's plenty of those. There's plenty of those.
Plenty of those.
And that's a week from Saturday.
That's a week from Saturday.
What else is happening?
And then as we get into that second full week in April, a couple of things I want to people about. April 8th, really, really cool band, Bermuda Search Party. I mean, I just love the name. The only group I've seen in a while that is four people and combined to play about eight instruments. You know, they've got horn players. At one point I saw them last summer, and, you know, a guy's playing a horn with one hand and playing the keys with his other hand. And they are... got two 10x10s left. Our 10x10 on the 11th with Jenna Marie, local artist, is sold out. Bermuda Search Party, we still have a few tickets left. It is actually the day that they're releasing their brand new album. So it'll be a fun time to get to see it. And we'll be announcing the 25-26 10x10 series. So it's your first chance to find out what emerging artists, fun artists. Literally, we have artists... for 25-26, we have artists from, I'm trying to go through a list here, from the Chicagoland area, from New York, second artist down from the Chicagoland area, one from the Carolinas, and one from Iceland.
Very good.
Yes.
25-26.
I'm very glad that the artist from Iceland goes by her initials professionally, because if I had to pronounce her name, it would just be like, and welcome to our... Icelandic friend.
Grand Theater,
ER.org.
Hey, Sean Doyle, good to see you.
Yeah.
Catch you in a couple weeks.
Sounds good.
Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m., it's the final episode of the season of the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Jeff Gress and myself will wrap up the winter sports season, plus special guests. At 6:25 p.m., we'll be joined by Wausau East High School boys basketball coach Dan Garrett after the Lumberjacks made it to the state tournament last weekend. And then at 7:06, it's our student-athlete guest from Wausau West High School, first team All-State hockey performer Cooper DePoint. The completion of another season of the Big High School Sports Show. Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Chad Home Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Time is 9:36, 29 degrees here in downtown Wausau. The sun is shining, and again, hopefully your day is off to a good start. Heard just a moment ago, tonight is our final Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction of the season. We've been going since mid-August. We always go through the fall high school sports season and then through the winter high school sports season. And with the WIAA boys basketball tournament wrapping up last week, we come back and put it all together in our final show of the season. Jeff Grest and myself will talk about what we saw at state last week in boys hoops. We will talk about the trip to state for the Wausau East Lumberjacks with their head coach, Dan Garrett. He'll be with us at 6:25 this evening. Then at 7:06, our student-athlete guest, our final student-athlete guest for the season, Cooper DePoint. He is an All-State hockey player at Wausau West.
also had a good fall. He was honorable mention all-conference for the Wausau West football team. So Cooper DePoit at 7:06. And then after that, we will be talking to the head hockey coach of Wausau West, kind of put together what we saw this year on the ice with B.J. Brandt at approximately 7:30. So that's all coming up. Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction tonight from 6 till 8 p.m. right here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Also, I forgot to mention so far today, make sure you tune in all day long. Our break into spring, Text to Win statewide contest with Civic Media and 98.9 WXCO going on this week and next week. You have a chance to tune in with Pat Kreitlow at 7 o'clock, with Jane Matinere and Greg Bach at 11 a.m., with Todd Alba at 1 p.m. and with Dom Salvia at 4 p.m. At the start of the hour, our host will give you a keyword. And then what you have to do is open up the Civic Media app, come to the 98.9 WXCO page on the app, and all you have to do is hit text and then put in the word, the keyword, whatever it may be. In fact, in the first time that we played today, in the 7 o'clock hour with Pat Kreitlow, the keyword was bass. Not bass as in a bass guitar, but bass as in baseball.
Baseball.
And basically you had to, no pun intended, until the end of the hour to get it in. So if you did not get it in by 8 o'clock, then that word does not work, and that will not be used again. But basically you get the full hour. So at 11 o'clock, make sure you tune in at the top of the show with Jane and Greg. Get that keyword and then text it through the Civic Media app, and you'll be part of a drawing for an hourly prize. Hourly prizes include a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets, or $100 cash. Plus, every entry also puts you into our grand prize drawing of a brand-new queen-size mattress sent. A brand-new queen-size mattress set from Verlo Mattress. So lots of chances to win. Tune in four times a day, Monday through Friday, this week and next week, for the Break into Spring Text to Win statewide contest. I found another option for you when it comes to the number for the day quiz.
Okay.
So we have one that involves smoking.
Yeah,
Cigarette smoking. And then we have one as well that involves women's weddings. So weddings that specifically involve women.
I think I want to do a woman wedding.
All right.
I want to try that.
So that will be our number for the day quiz coming up in just a little bit. So see if we can get you on the winning track. And this is, I think, an interesting one. I'm not going to give you anything more at this point, but
it's always nice when the number's interesting.
Exactly. So we'll do that coming up at the end of the hour. You know, something that always annoys me and probably lifts my blood pressure to a little bit higher than it should be.
Political ads playing back to back for the last couple of weeks.
That is one, but also hypocrisy. I've said this before, haven't I? Hypocrisy.
Yeah.
And I know you don't like hypocrisy.
Say that they're against something and then the next day they're doing that exact same thing.
But about 9 years ago, during the election of 2016, there was a lot made about Hillary Clinton and using a private email server.
Yeah.
There was never anything that was brought up that said that she had sent anything that was classified. Never anything that came out that said she had done anything against the law.
Nope.
But over and over and over again, it was brought up by Trump, by Republicans, and by the media. This morning, more information has come out involving what happened with this complete breach of protocol when it came to war plans being sent out to a media person who accidentally ended up on this signal. It's called a signal chat.
Oh.
And it's really not something that is legal for top secret information in the United States government.
Okay.
But apparently, the idea of using Signal within the Defense Department and the Trump administration was not a one-off here. This was not a mistake that occurred where some classified information got into the hands of a media person who was accidentally invited to the chat. Because, you know, all these chats, they get, you invite a lot of people and they get part of the chat.
Yeah.
Well, according to some reporting this morning, that it was not a one-off, that the National Security Advisor, Michael Waltz, the Defense Secretary, Pete Hegseth, and others, that they basically have been using Signal to evade statutory record retention requirements. Oh. So basically what they're doing is they're hiding information that should be open to the public, open to the Congress, and should be always kept by the government for open records requests. But basically, the National Security Advisor, the Defense Department, and others have been breaking the rules again. And the thing about it is, it just makes me go back to headlines in the New York Times and the Washington Post back in the fall of 2016. I saw a picture of a front page of the Times on a social media post recently. And there were seven different stories on the front page just on the email server, which was a big nothing. And now you have, again, those Republicans who just screamed at the top of their lungs day after day after day about the email server, the email server. And here in this brand new administration, we're just, what, 2 months and 6 days into it. It's hard to believe. It feels a lot longer.
It does.
We're 2 months and 6 days. But again, it's a hypocrisy. And
it's a big mess.
And if it comes to myself as well, I try not to be hypocritical with what I say. I'm not going to try to say something that was done in the Biden administration was good, and then if they did the same thing, which I haven't really seen at this point in the Trump administration, to say it would be bad. That would be hypocritical.
Yeah.
But at the very least, we should be consistent in what we say and what we do. But unfortunately, over and over and over again, we see situations like this. They're not doing the right thing.
No, they're not.
Right, and don't you agree that
they're not even attempting to apologize for any of this?
And that's one aspect, again, that whether it's in the local realm when it came to the Dropbox controversy, and whether it's here. And they keep doubling down, and they keep lying about it. The press secretary keeps lying about it. Can't we get back to a situation in our government where we can at least try to tell the truth a little bit and try to be consistent in what we try to accomplish? Because right now, it feels as though the Trump administration will double down over and over and over again on any mistakes they make and just lie about it. Yeah. And it gets, and it takes away the foundations of our democracy. And when I saw this story this morning, it's like, again, the hypocrisy knows no bounds when it comes to what is going on with this current administration.
I think the thing about Hillary Clinton's...
The phone is ringing.
I'll answer that.
Okay, I will continue. And we will let Ian make his point as well when it came to the idea of what is going on here. But again, they're going to have disagreements on policy. And we're going to have disagreements in different areas. But if we don't have the baseline of a lack of truth-telling, or I should say a lack of lying by both sides, all of a sudden... I just get so frustrated when I see, again, the press secretary and Pete Hegseth as well, just basically lying about what happened. They keep on lying. Like, if you lie enough, then people are going to forget about it. What do we got, Ian?
We have our friend Cornell who wants to talk about his support of Susan Crawford for the... Supreme Court.
Okay.
Go ahead, Cornell.
Cornell, we got 2.5 minutes before the break.
Oh, boy. Okay. I got so much to talk about. They just stated here, I'm looking, Atlanta is going to release the entire Signal chat of Hegseth. So if you want to read that. But I want to get out the vote. I've been calling. People should get on their phones and call and knock on some doors. And I've been calling and I feel that Judge Crawford would be the best from the information I received, this Republican budget, they're cutting Medicaid, they're cutting farm food, farmers to grow food for the cafeteria. They're giving a $1 trillion tax break to the billionaires. And I'm quite upset with Trump pardoning those 1,600.
Hey, Cornell, I saw a story this morning concerning the January 6th criminals, and I think you'll be interested in this. Today, yeah, Donald Trump is actually floated that he thinks these folks are heroes and they deserve money for being arrested, that they were treated unfairly, and that we should be giving them some money. Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, Trump's endorsing Schimmel, and he's a criminal. He's supporting Putin, a communist Putin, and they're dancing in the street in Moscow what Trump is doing.
Yep.
We have to send a message. I hope people get out there and, you know, you got to vote. You got to knock on doors. I've been calling. I'm calling every night. I'm on the phone calling people to get out to vote.
Real quick, Cornell, we have 30 seconds. What are you hearing from the voters? Are they engaged in this?
Well, really, some of them don't even know there's a vote going on. You know, I get some people say I voted already for them. Some people, I'm confused. You know, you're getting bombarded with all this stuff. But generally, I get tapes. And I record on the tape, and I give them what I said to you. And some say, yeah, I got your back. I voted for Crawford.
Hey, Cornell, we got a hard break right here, but call back tomorrow, and we can talk some more.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
It is Wednesday, March the 26th of 2025, day number 85 of this year. There are 280 days remaining in this year, and a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. In 1982, a groundbreaking ceremony for the Vietnam Veterans Memorial was held in Washington, D.C. On this date in 1997, in San Diego, 39 Heaven's Gate cultists committed mass suicide at their compound. On this date in 1999, the Melissa worm infected Microsoft word processing and email systems around the world. On this date in the year 2000, Vladimir Putin was elected president of Russia. Hmm. On this date in 2012, Canadian filmmaker James Cameron became the first person to visit Challenger Deep, the deepest point on Earth in over 50 years. And on this date in 2020, American cases of COVID-19 exceeded all other countries on this date, with 81,578 cases and 1,180 deaths. Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. Speaker Emeritus, former Speaker of the House, current Representative Nancy Pelosi, 85 years old today. Diana Ross, music superstar, 81 years old today. Steven Tyler, lead vocalist of Aerosmith, 77 years old today. Singer-actor Vicki Lawrence from Mama's Family and the Carol Burnett Show, 76 years old today. Comedian and actor Martin Short, Only Murders in the Building, of course, his latest hit, but a man that's done so much over the years.
Oh, yes.
75 years old, and he's still so sharp and still funny as ever, right?
Absolutely.
You saw him last year, didn't you?
Oh, my gosh, he was so hilarious.
Actor Jennifer Grey, one of the stars of Dirty Dancing, is 65. Actor Leslie Mann from Knocked Up, This Is 40, and The Bubble is 53. T.R. Knight of Grey's Anatomy is 52. And actor Keira Knightley from Pirates of the Caribbean films and other movies as well. Bend It Like Beckham. I remember that was like one of her first movies. Keira Knightley, 40 years old today. And if you out there are celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO.
Happy birthday.
Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Legal Assistance Day. It is Nougat Day. You know Nougat from candy?
There's quite a few of them that have nougat in them.
Yep. It is Spinach Day.
Not a fan of spinach.
Well, Popeye, yes.
I know that Popeye likes spinach.
It is Solitude Day. And this one is interesting. Make up your own holiday day.
So, I think people do that every day. And they add to the calendar every year.
You are exactly right. So those are the special events being acknowledged here today.
Nice.
Time now for our number for the day quiz.
Yeah, I got to focus here.
And again, it is women and weddings, our topic.
Women and weddings.
All right. Our number for the day is, how many women each year in the United States cancel their own wedding?
Okay.
So you have a wedding, you're engaged, mm-hmm. you have a wedding date, but we hear often that they decide, well, we're going to break up or we're not going to get married anyways.
Yeah, that's too bad.
So each year, how many women in the United States cancel their own wedding?
Okay.
All right. Is the correct answer 25,000 women? Is the correct answer 75,000 women?
Ooh,
is the correct answer 125,000 women?
That's quite a jump.
25, 75, 125,000.
The number of women every year in the U.S. who cancel their weddings. Okay, 25,000, 75,000, or 125,000. Ooh, these are big numbers.
Those are big numbers.
Okay.
Well, think through it. Does one seem right? Does one seem like it's too little or too much? Or, right, you know, it's...
Okay.
What do you think? You know, that's... How many in a year? I mean, that's only 1 year. That's not like over a decade. Just 1 year.
Okay, I'm going to say... gut here. I'm going to say 75,000. I'm going to go with B as my final answer today. I'm going to say 75,000. Lock it in. That's what I'm saying.
Each year in the United States, about 25,000 women cancel their own wedding.
Smallest number.
I thought maybe giving you those big numbers, you'd figure it out, though. Those are just too big.
Yeah. That's what I thought about yesterday's.
I know. So, all right.
I got to really focus next 2 days.
Oh, man. But you always come through under pressure. You find a way.
It's weird, but the pressure actually does
it
help for
it clears
some
your mind in some way, right?
Yeah, I guess it does, but hopefully I can, well, at least secure a passing week and not a failing week.
Your back is against the wall.
Absolutely.
So we're going to see if you can come back tomorrow. So, yep. Come on, folks. See if Ian can get back on the winning track tomorrow.
That's right.
Tomorrow we'll be joined as well by Pat Kreitlow. He'll join us at the top of the show. Stick around as well later tonight, 6 till 8 p.m., big high school sports show. Jeff Gress and myself will be talking high school sports for the final time this spring sports season.
Yeah.
Dan Garrett, the Wausau East boys basketball coach at 6:25. Cooper DePointe, the Wausau West junior hockey and football standout at 7:06. And B.J. Brandt, Wausau West hockey coach at 7:30. Ian, have a good rest of your sunny Wednesday. Mm-hmm.
You too, Chad. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Have a great day.
And we will be back tomorrow and back tonight with the Big High School Sports Show. Stick around. Coming up next, Matt and Air on Air here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.